Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
Are you getting tired of the same old chest presses and lunges and you want some really good new strength training exercises? There's so many on the market now, you know, and there's apps to go with them. And that's what's so cool is you can have sort of your own little personal trainer in your pocket. My guest is Brian Housley. He's the fitness director at Duke Diet and Fitness Center. Welcome to the show, Brian. Let's talk about some of the weight training apps and some of the new exercises that are out there.
Hi, Melanie. Yeah, I have heard many of the clients that I work with try a lot of these apps because they are, like everyone else, looking for something new and exciting to do. I think one that comes to mind immediately is something called Boot Camp Challenge, if you want something that's a lot on the edge and a little bit more extreme. Boot Camp Challenge is a website that provides you with, I think it says, up to 200 different exercises that you can do, and it has a little instructional video to get you started.
Okay, and Boot Camp Challenge. Tell us another one.
For strength training, for something that's on the opposite end of the spectrum, Pocket Yoga is a great. It's a great app to use for yoga exercises, and then there's one if you also like the less vigorous types of exercises. There's an app called Learn Pilates. And as a Pilates instructor, I love that one because it's got a lot of simple, easy-to-do Pilates exercises you could do at home with minimal equipment.
Okay, so now along the strength training, too, I've heard of one called Gym Buddy, and I've heard of Pumping Weight. Have you heard of these?
Pumping Weight is the next one I was going to say.
Okay,
yeah,
great. Talk about that.
Good one. Yeah, Pumping Weight gives you a way to keep track of the exercises you're doing and the weight that you're doing and the reps so you can kind of measure your progress as you go along. And then each exercise has a little picture and instructional statement that gives you the exercise and then the muscle groups that you're using. And so that's a good one to use to get started as well.
So far we've covered Pocket Yoga, Boot Camp Challenge, Learn Pilates, Pumping Weight, and now I had mentioned Gym Buddy. Do you know about this one? It's for serious lifters.
I haven't seen anyone use Gym Buddy, so probably not as familiar with that one. Fitocracy is one that I have seen people use, and Fitocracy is one that kind of measures. Again, it's a good way to use the app as a way to motivate. And it gives you a way to track what you're doing, and it kind of gives you, like, goals. If you reach a certain achievement, then it unlocks the next level for you to go to. So it's a good way to stay motivated while you're doing your strength training.
Now, do you think that it's better, Brian, because there is another one called Strong Lift, 5x5, and that's a free one. Do you think that it's better to try and do these free ones or to, you know, go to some of the ones like Pumping Weight that cost $3?
I guess, you know, it's kind of like the same thing with joining a gym or something else. Is I think you have to gauge your commitment level to it. None of them is all that expensive. Most of them you can get for maybe $3 to $5 a month, which is not expensive. It's less than a gym for sure. But I think if you're a beginner, you want to start with something simple and see if you find accountability and motivation with the app. And then maybe if that works for you, then you can try some of these more exotic ones that are probably a little bit more expensive.
I think that's a good point because if they can help you keep track, not just, you know, tell you which exercises to do, although that's good, too, for people that don't want to make their own choices. Oh, next I have to do a seated row, or next I have to do this particular exercise, but ones that you can keep track and say, okay, I did 10 of those, so next time I really should up the weight a little bit because I was able to do 12 or 10 or something, and help you know that that's the way, just as a personal trainer would walking along next to you.
Right, and I think the idea that most of these apps are designed with some kind of software that, so to speak, that gives motivation as well and helps people set goals along the way. Something, again, like a personal trainer would do, It's not just like a piece of paper where you're just writing down number of repetitions and the way it tries to give you some goals to shoot for.
Okay, now what about really some strength training exercises that you think the listeners have not tried before?
Ooh, I don't know if there's anything that people haven't tried before. I guess the hot, so to speak, hot things that are out on the field today, kettlebells are still pretty hot with most, you know, with most trainers that are kind of state of the art. So I think kettlebells are a good one because they are adaptable in a lot of different ways, and they're kind of unique and require total body movement, which is, I think, if you're looking to like a really good training program, you want to try and include as many different muscle groups in the same exercise. So the kettlebells are a great one. TRX is becoming more and more popular with people that I work with.
Explain TRX, Brian, because some people listening are going to say, what is that?
Okay, TRX is some straps. It's a strap contraption that you suspend from the ceiling, and it's a way to, you can work upper body, you can work lower body, but again, because you have to use your total body and stabilize to do the activities, then it revolves around core stability and core strength. So
okay.
I think that a lot of professional teams use TRX now because I've worked with some trainers that work with professional teams, and a lot of them use TRX as part of the training model that they do with their athletes because it's, again, total body and requires a lot of core strength as well as upper and lower body strength.
So some of the new strength training things are, as Brian says, a gizmo like TRX, a contraption, I think he called it, a TRX used by athletes and teams all over, and kettlebells. You can work more than one muscle at a time. Give us one more, Brian.
I think the ropes, the heavy ropes, you probably see them on a lot of the TV shows, but the heavy training ropes are kind of, I think, surprising to people when they get in and start using them. They think it's just a rope. It can't be that vigorous to work with a piece of rope. But then when you get in with these huge ropes and it requires a lot of arm strength and core stability, and it gets their heart rate up extremely quickly.
And I think that's one of the big things in strength training now is the stabilizer muscles, using your core strength, working the body as a whole instead of just always in little bits and pieces. And I'd like to mention one of the apps that I've heard, Fitness Buddy, has gotten a lot of good, you know, airplay. And I've heard that it's a good one because you can really track all of your muscle and your strength workouts and, you know, and some cardio too.
Yeah, I have heard people using Fitness Buddy, and there's also a follow-up app with MapMyFitness that's called Workout Trainer, and so you can map and keep track of your cardio, and then your Workout Trainer is kind of a more general way to keep track of your overall workout.
So MapMyFitness and Workout Trainer and Fitocracy, right? Fitness
yeah.
Buddy, Pocket Yoga, Bootcamp Challenge, Learn Pilates. These are all ones, Gym Buddy. These are all ones that you can try and see if they work for you. It's like having a personal trainer right there in your pocket, and it's definitely a way to help you get going, get motivated. Try the TRX, try Big Rope, try some of these new strength training exercises because they're a way to also, you know, get you doing something that will break you out of your routine that you might be used to and that you might be bored with. You're listening to Radio MD and the show Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine. And remember, you can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. You can listen anytime, on demand or on the go. Just scroll around, learn something with us. Check out all our shows. They're great. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.